from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. President Donald Trump spoke at the annual Boy Scout National Jamboree in West Virginia Monday night, and for 80 years, presidents have spoken at the jamborees, traditionally avoiding politics. But President Trump dove into politics anyway, talking about the crowd size at his inauguration, the quote, fake media, and, quote, killing Obamacare. The Boy Scouts of America replied that the organization is wholly nonpartisan and does not promote any one position, but came under fire that its reply was not critical enough. Boy Scouts and troop leaders join us this segment of Forum to share their reactions to the president's speech. Here in studio is Wendell Baker, Assistant Scoutmaster in Troop 234 in Moraga and head of the Northern California chapter of Scouts for Equality. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Also welcome and glad to have Ted Genoways, who joins us by phone this morning, who wrote about the Jamboree controversy for The Washington Post. He's also the author of This Blessed Earth, A Year in the Life of an American Family Far. And welcome to the program, Ted Genoways.
Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you as well, and glad to have you, our listeners, weigh in. And let me give out the number now, because I know there's certainly strong sentiment, and many of you want to express yourself, and we want to hear from you. And the number to call, if you have some thoughts about the president's speech and how appropriate or inappropriate it was, or whether it was inspiring, or whether it was something that perhaps should not have been delivered in terms of the content, this is real polarization we're talking about here. Let us hear from you, especially invite people who have been involved in the Scout movement or who have any relationship with the Scout movement. Our toll-free number is 866-733-6786. You can join us now at that number. Again, it's 866-733-6786. Or you can email us, forum@kqed.org, or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. Or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. And let me begin, Wendell Baker, with you here in studio. Locally in your troop and, well, the scouts you've talked to and the people in the movement, we are on the left coast, admittedly. People in North Texas are saying that the president's speech was inspiring. Scouts are saying that. That's not your read.
No, a lot of adult leaders and parents here are very upset. I actually watched the whole speech, which is like 45 minutes long, and some of it is inspiring. And you can kind of tell some places where he stayed on script. But overall, it was inappropriate, or I feel strongly that it was inappropriate. I should mention I don't actually speak for the Boy Scouts of America. They wanted to make sure I let everybody know that.
Well, the Boy Scouts of America say we're nonpartisan, but this was a partisan speech. I mean, and the tradition has been not to be partisan or political, and this president was.
Indeed, and I think that I don't know that it took them by surprise. I don't know that they could have done anything about it. Certainly, I strongly feel it was totally inappropriate. But I think that's on the president. I don't think it's on the Boy Scouts for providing him a venue. I think it's a normal venue for the president to have. And I think it's really great that the president's, in most cases, previous presidents were willing to come and speak to the Boy Scouts.
Well, Ted Genoways, you said in your article in the Washington Post, President Trump should have been a Boy Scout, or he should have, some would argue, maybe served in the military because he's now our commander-in-chief, but that would have helped things perhaps if he came to understand what it was to be a Boy Scout more?
Yes, and I guess I should start by saying that, you know, I have a son in Boy Scouts right now who's probably a year away from finishing his Eagle.
Forgive me, but you got a whole lineage in the Boy Scouts back to 1949.
That's right. My dad is an Eagle Scout. My grandfather was a Scoutmaster for 40 years. And so this is an organization that's very important to our family. And, you know, it does instill a lot of important skills and values. And I do think that the president and the president's sons would have benefited from being members of the Boy Scouts and being involved with the organization.
Ah, forgive me. Don Jr. was a member of the Boy Scouts. I read that the $7 fee was paid out of charity, not out of his own pocket. I think that's a fact.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, Don Jr. certainly showed that some interest in being a member of the Boy Scouts. The indication is that, you know, his membership fee was paid once, and even that $7 didn't come out of the president's pocket. I think that that should be something telling for the organization, and certainly for the people who, you know, were subjected to the president's performance at the Jamboree. Rather than coming and honoring what the organization is about and and honoring the service of the boys and the adults who brought the boys together, and charging them to be even better people as they reach adulthood and go forth and become citizens. He instead chose to grandstand and showboat, as he is wont to do. And I think that's an incredible disservice to all of the boys who were there.
Well, it was also in many people's minds, and I know you have said in yours, wrong to get a bunch of young people to boo a former president, because he did.
Absolutely. And, I mean, worth noting that the president, the former president that they booed, was, in fact, a member of the Boy Scouts, unlike President Trump.
Though it's been pointed out that he did not come to the Jamboree, and there was still some, I guess, bad feelings about that.
He didn't come to the Jamboree, but he had very specific reasons for doing that. And one of those, the chief reason was he said that he had objections to the policy that existed at the time in the Boy Scouts against allowing gay scouts and gay leaders. And by bringing his power and his position to bear by not showing up, it helped provide a platform for people within the organization to lobby and to change that policy. I would also note that President Obama, though he didn't come in person, he prepared a video statement that was shown at the Jamborees, and though he had policy objections, he didn't address those in the video that was intended for the boys. He addressed them, talked about their service and their purpose, which is exactly what's appropriate and expected, I would say, from a leader.
Again, Ted Genoway is with us. He wrote about the Jamboree controversy for the Washington Post, and Wendell Baker is here in studio. He's assistant scoutmaster in Troop 234 in Moraga, head of the Northern California chapter of Scouts. I'm going to go to the calls and emails, but first, let me get some reaction from you, Wendell Baker, to South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Andrew Bauer, who spoke on CNN about the speech.
These young people get to see that you don't have to be a career politician to be president of the United States. You don't have to be the most polished person. He talked about loyalty and trustworthiness. He talked about do what you love, work hard, never give up. He gave an inspirational speech. Look, the left has been trying to destroy the Boy Scouts for years. I can't believe they're concerned about them now. They want to bring girls into Boy Scouts. I mean, it's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Andre.
Look, this guy is the commander-in-chief of the world. The last president didn't come once in 8 years. And so now we're condemning this guy because he said something that doesn't fit with the political mold that we've put up with for so long. It was probably refreshing to these guys.
Well, what do you think? The laughter, by the way, you heard in the background was a couple of CNN women who were there on a panel with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's the country's very divided right now. And the way I look at it is the president came to speak. That's a good thing. He kind of went off script. He said things that were inappropriate. He said things that didn't match the scout law and scout oath. He said things that he shouldn't have been saying to children. But he's the president, and it's not up to the Boy Scouts to censor him. The kids who were there reacted in ways that were inappropriate and made other scouts feel unwelcome. And I think that's really bad.
You know, some of the comparisons on social media were to Hitler Youth and brown shirts. And a lot of that may indeed have been engendered by the battles that went on in the Boy Scouts, keeping gays out or trying to keep gays out.
Oh, yeah. And we were I'm with Scouts for Equality. So we were.
You're on the different side of the fence, I realize.
Yeah, we were getting it to change. And I think people need to know that the Boy Scouts isn't like that. It isn't. It isn't like the Hitler Youth. All those scouts didn't go back with their adult leaders and their small groups and start talking about how wonderful Trump was. Some of them probably did, but a lot of them used it as a learning experience, I'm sure. I would have with my troop. There's a lot to learn from things like this.
Well, we just heard from the former lieutenant governor of South Carolina. Let's hear from a caller from South Carolina. Patricia, join us. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am a mother of two sons who are in the Scouts. I participated actively and have the little badges to show it as a mother. My husband was a Scouts leader. He was also as a child in Scouts up to Eagle Scout level. I also was National Vice President of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and retired educator. I am appalled that a president of the United States would use profanity, talking to our children, would encourage bullying, would encourage demeaning of a previous president. This is not in keeping with Boy Scout values, and I hope it's not in keeping with the values of our country. How can we tell children not to be bullies when our own president encourages them to be bullies in a speech?
All right. I thank you for weighing in here, Patricia. I appreciate very much your call and understand your concern. In fact, a lot of it is coming in, as you might imagine, from listeners and comments. But let me go to more calls. Paul joins us from Sonoma. Paul, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a former Boy Scout, and in my time there, I experienced seeing some of the jingoistic kind of vitriol that was promoted by especially scoutmasters talking about honor and bravery. And I thought of it really as almost paramilitary training for children when I was in it, and that's what got me out. How is the Boy Scouts responding to these kinds of political cruxes, and what kind of strategies are they really implementing to stay neutral?
Can I go to you on that, Ted Genovese?
Sure. I mean, I understand the caller's concern, and having been a part of the Scouts myself now for close to 40 years, I've certainly seen exactly the sort of thing he's describing. There's no question that, you know, that there are different interpretations of the Scouts at the troop level. And one of the strengths of the organization is that there are different ways of running a troop. But unfortunately, that can also be one of the weaknesses. And I think the only thing that I can advocate and the only thing that I can say that I've decided for myself and my family is that, you know, because we've got almost 70 years of history wrapped up in this organization, I feel that it is absolutely as much ours as anyone else's, and that we have as much right to determine what kind of organization it is and what its future will be as anyone else. And so rather than abandoning the organization, as some have, and I certainly understand and respect that decision, but our choice has been to try to stick with it and to find a way to make it better, not only for ourselves, but for other kids who really rely on the organization as a way to gain skills and experience that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Let me thank the caller, and we'll go right to another caller, and that's you, Mark. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just going to say my son is there at the Jamboree in West Virginia, and he's by no means a Trump fan. Election day, after volunteering at the polls, he came home and was pretty much inconsolable. But anyway, he loves Boy Scouts. It's probably, you know, the biggest thing in his life. I texted with him after the speech, and, you know, he said it was cool seeing the president. He didn't agree with a lot of what he said. I think from my standpoint, I thought it was just inappropriate things that he said. And I think, you know, I don't blame the Boy Scouts. You can't not invite the president, but I think they should write a letter to the president saying, you know, what you said was inappropriate. It was not presidential. It was not what, you know, the Boy Scouts are about. And next time you come, you know, if you come next time, hopefully he doesn't. But if he does, you know, clean up your act, sort of thing.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Are you going to talk more with your son about this?
Absolutely. Yeah, he'll be home on Friday, and we'll talk more. I think, you know, it is what it was. I think, you know, it was a great opportunity to see the president, and it could have been a really great thing. I think, you know, if he'd seen Obama, he would have been over the moon. But it's unfortunate.
How old is your son, by the way?
He's 16.
Yeah.
16. I was also concerned that, you know, I hope it didn't, you know, introduce, you know, divisiveness between some of the Scouts, right? I mean, you don't want – Scouts is not about politics. It's not about having, you know, kids – disagree with each other over politics. So I hope it didn't introduce divisiveness, because you want to have unity, you know, even within the units and with all the guys you're meeting and things like that. So I don't know if that happened, but I hope it didn't. But anyway, that's...
All right, Mark, I appreciate hearing from you. And let me give you some comments that we're hearing from listeners, a lot of them people weighing in. Steve writes, as an Eagle Scout, I am disgusted by Trump's speech and the Boy Scouts of America's weak statement after the fact. Gene writes, unless the Boy Scouts of America and leaders have been comatose since January, they had to know that his speech would be at least inappropriate. He's yet to give a public address where he didn't go off the rails. They needed to have a plan, and obviously they did not. So, Wendell Baker, how much does the BSA organization get culpability here, in your judgment?
I think he's the president of the United States. If this had been a Boy Scout skit, and it wouldn't have been that bizarre as a Boy Scout skit, of somebody playing the president in his cabinet, adults would have stepped in and stopped it. We're actually trained to do that as adult leaders, and we have methods for stopping that sort of thing. But you can't do that to the president of the United States. You have to let him do what he's going to do. It's sad, but it's the way the world, it's the way the United States is right now. I mean, that's just, he's the president, and we can use it as a learning experience. I think Nationals' statement, I agree, was very weak. But that's not actually the statement that the boys see. The boys see what their adult leaders tell them.
Yeah, but I mentioned again those Northern Texas scouts who said they were inspired, it geared us toward success, it's going to make us leaders. They agreed to some extent. I heard a bunch of them recite their own response to the speech, and they said that, you know, maybe it was wrong to go after the former president the way President Trump did, but they were most, for the most part, pleased. They got to see the president of the United States and hear him speak to them.
Yeah, we made these kids part of history. I mean, it's such a great experience. 20 years from now, I don't know what they're going to be saying to their grandkids about what happened, but they're going to be talking about it.
For sure. And let me read some more comments. Beth writes, my dad was a scout leader, my brother an Eagle Scout, and I was a Girl Scout. And all I could think of when President Trump was speaking was how he probably has no idea what the entire Boy Scouts of America pledge says or means. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and obey the Scout law to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And we'll go to more of your phone calls. And let me bring in Dave next. Dave, thanks for waiting. You're on.
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to the fellow that you have on with his response in regard to Trump again. And I think that this guy at this point, this quote-unquote president, is so out in left field that organizations like the Boy Scouts need to really think about what's good for the nation as well as what's good for young. You know, I have children, and it's appalling is too kind a word to listen to this crazy person who's assuming the role of president. And I do think that he really does need to be denounced at every turn. And I'm hoping that the country gets with it and finally crosses the border and sees this guy for who he is, which is the Bernie Madoff president. That's my comment.
All right. Thanks. We thank you for the comment. We'll let it stand as a comment. We'll get another caller on, and that's you, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, love the show. First time caller. My grandfather is an Eagle Scout. My dad is an Eagle Scout and still active with International Scouting. My brother and I and my other brother are all Eagle Scouts. So we've been around our family. And, you know, Boy Scouts was always something that, you know, maybe to some people it wasn't the coolest thing in the world. But I tell you, I learned more things in the years of Boy Scouts than I ever did in college. And
I'm going to out myself here. I was a scout, and I admire Eagle Scouts because to become an Eagle Scout was really a big hill to climb for me as a kid. I never made it. I mean, I dropped out of the Scouts, but I never made it, and I don't know that I would. There was a lot to do to become an Eagle Scout. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, if you're being honest, I'll be honest. You know, my dad was a Scoutmaster, and so I wanted to quit and in high school, and he said, you know, I was one merit badge and the Eagle Project away, and he said, you know, you can do whatever you want, but if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And there's never been one day that I haven't felt great about that decision of finishing it up.
Well, so, there's certainly lots to say, a lot of broadsides against the Scouts, particularly what we talked about before in terms of equality, where not only gay, lesbian, bisexuals are concerned, but other problems that the Scouts have had through the years with equality. That's why we invited Wendell Baker here. But let me go to you, Ted Genovese, again, and just get your response to, again, the criticism against the Boy Scouts of America, the organization itself, for not taking a stronger stand.
Well, I think the Scouts need to take a stronger stance, but because, you know, this is a tradition that they need to protect, we as an organization have invited presidents to come and address the Jamboree crowd since 1937. And there are, at this point, close to 10 speeches that have been delivered by presidents on both sides of the political spectrum, and they've always come and behaved in a certain way. And
tried to conform the speech to some extent to the Scout ideals, right? I mean, as opposed to braggadocio or self-esteem kinds of things thrown out, or for that matter, politics, like we've been saying.
Exactly. And so the bind that the Boy Scouts are in now is that if they say nothing, they have opened the door for this president and future presidents to politicize that forum that has always been available to them and to make the National Jamboree into a political rally. But if they stop inviting the president, then they've also allowed Trump to sort of, without any regard, shatter a legacy that goes back more than 80 years. And that is something that the organization shouldn't allow either. And I tell you, the thing that bothers me most this morning is seeing the reporting in the Washington Post that there may be some hesitancy out of Randall Stephenson, who's the chief executive of the Boy Scouts, because he is also the chief executive of AT&T and has an antitrust review before the Justice Department right now that he's concerned might not be approved if he were to speak out against this president.
Right.
And that's a serious problem.
That is a serious problem indeed. And let me read other problems as many see them. Andrew writes, I'm another Eagle Scout, and it's unreal to hear this speech to kids that don't vote, don't likely follow politics, and are there to build character, gain experience, and make lifelong memories. Instead, they heard about the Affordable Care Act, Trump's win in Michigan, cocktail parties in the 80s, and about how he's joking of firing his employee. There were thousands of role models present at the event who sacrificed their time and their vacations. Trump was not one of them. Another listener says a future Boy Scouts invitee criteria should be experience as a scout, scout parent, or scout leader. No scouting experience, no invite. Let me go to another caller, and that's Zane. Zane, join us.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that as a kid growing up, I was the only Muslim kid in my Boy Scout troop. One of two black kids in the whole troop as well. And honestly, it was one of the greatest times of my life. I love the Boy Scouts. And I just think that President Trump's comments were completely out of line. And like the previous comment, hopefully it doesn't affect any of the characters of the young minds that were there.
Thank you for the call, Zane. And again, if you've just joined us, we're discussing President Trump's address at the National Boy Scout Jamboree with Wendell Baker, Assistant Scoutmaster in Troop 234 in Moraga and head of the Northern California chapter of Scouts for Equality, and Ted Genoways, who wrote about the Jamboree controversy for The Washington Post. Let me bring another caller in here, and that's Carol in Livermore. Carol, join us.
Hi, thank you. I raised two boys and was a Cub Scout then mother, and was absolutely appalled, like everyone else, at the president's behavior. But I do kind of go to the Boy Scout leadership. This has been said before, but let me repeat it. Bears repeating, they knew this president's behavior. He was in a state where he probably felt comfortable making those remarks. He didn't go to a blue state to say those things. That I think the Boy Scout leadership fell down on their responsibility. Those children should not have been able to respond to his remarks. And that I agree with your speaker that the Boy Scouts need to do some recrimination to demonstrate to the president that is not a political organization and should never be. Thank you for taking my comments.
Yeah, and thank you for the comments. Appreciate them. Wendell Baker, are you worried that Trump's speech is going to hurt the Bay Area scout efforts here locally?
Well, it certainly doesn't make it easier. Yeah, I'm actually acting as membership chair for my district, so I'm trying to get more members and start more units. And this certainly doesn't help. That's part of the reason I'm so thankful you're letting us be here today to talk about it, because people need to know that what National says might be very namby-pamby, but what your local scout leaders are going to say have to do with the troop you're in.
Well, as long as I've been talking about my scout experience, I did get in trouble for using profanity. I'm really out of the closet here, but you're not supposed to use profanity in the scouts. I mean, that was a very cardinal rule. And President Trump stepped up to the microphone. He used the word hell. He said, hell about politics in front of all these young kids. A lot of people were really put off by that, particularly people in the red states. Jeannie writes, someone needs to shut Trump down this time. I remember when the pastor in Michigan stepped up and Trump cowered and backed down. What a wonderful example that would have set for those scouts. Well, Let me bring another caller on, and we go next to Cincinnati. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Thanks for taking the call. I agree with everything that everybody's saying. There's nothing really new here, but I watched it, and I was appalled too. I mean, I don't consider myself somebody that's opposed to profanity in the right setting. I'm not like a prude or anything, but at the same time, it was just totally the wrong tone to these impressionable boys that are looking to him as a role model, and he certainly isn't. And I just think that, I guess they had to extend the invitation, but I'm not sure why they had to extend it.
Because he's the president of the United States. That's their response, I imagine, isn't it, Wendell? Yeah.
Yeah, we've always invited the president before.
It's been going on for how many years? About 80?
Yeah. And you can't just all of a sudden stop. Or I don't think you can all of a sudden stop. You have to at least give him a chance. Now that he's had one chance, I think they're going to need to do something next time. But I don't know what that's going to be.
it was a tradition in Notre Dame to invite the president of the United States. And this year they did invite President Trump. There was a good deal of brouhaha over that. But he declined, and they wound up having Vice President Pence there. I'm sure the Boy Scouts would have probably preferred that Vice President Pence be the one to appear. But let me get David on next. David, quickly, if you could.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just wanted to talk about earlier in the program, you guys were talking about, you know, how he's the president and he can sort of, you know, do whatever he wants. And that sort of makes me really uncomfortable, because it all comes down to accountability. And it really takes, you know, regular citizens like us standing up and saying, hey, this behavior is absolutely not appropriate when you're speaking to our country's children. And, you know, that was basically my comment. It's all about regular people standing up saying, hey, Boy Scouts of America, we're behind you if you denounce this activity.
All right, we'll let it stand there. David, thank you for your comment. And I want to thank our two guests, Wendell Baker, again, Assistant Scoutmaster in Moraga of Troop 234 and head of the Northern California Chapter of Scouts for Equality. Thanks for being with us, Wendell.
Welcome. Thank
and
you.
Thank you to Ted Genoways, who joined us by phone this morning, who wrote about the Jamboree controversy for The Washington Post. Ted Genoways, good to have you with us as well. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
And thank you, our listeners. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, and an hour is repeated in the evening. You can always let us know what you think about what you hear on Forum by emailing us, forum@kqed.org. And we've got another hour coming up. In the hour ahead, we're actually going to talk about President Trump's tweet this morning, which does not allow transgenders to be in the military. And we'll follow that by talking about senior-friendly cities. So stay tuned. It's all up ahead on Forum. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by Jan Schramm and Maria Minetti Schramm, founders of the Minetti Schramm Museum of Art at UC Davis, which preserves the legacy of renowned artists such as Wayne Thiebaud for future innovators by dedicating a third of its space to arts education.